It took 15 years and hundreds of millions of vaccines. This week, North and South America have been declared officially free of the childhood disease rubella. As NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports, this is only the third human virus eradicated from the two continents.
Rubella is also called German measles. In children, it causes only a mild illness with a rash and sometimes a fever. But when pregnant women catch rubella, their babies can develop birth defects, like heart problems, blindness, and learning disabilities. Now, the director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Atien, says the Western Hemisphere is the first region to completely wipe out the rubella virus.
The fight against rubella has paid off with what I believe will be one of the important Pan-American public health achievements of the 21st century.
In other places around the world, more than 100,000 babies each year still catch a serious form of rubella. The Americans were able to stop rubella with huge vaccination campaigns for everyone from babies to adults. Now, this doesn't mean we're never going to see rubella again in the U.S. People still bring it here from other countries. But it doesn't usually spread because so many Americans are vaccinated. PAHO's ATN says the Americas were the first region in the world to eradicate smallpox in 1971, then polio in 1994, and they've already got their sights on another target.
With rubella under our belt, it is now time to roll up our sleeves and to finish the job of eliminating measles as well.
PAHO says they're close to wiping out measles, but recent outbreaks here in the U.S. and in Brazil have been major setbacks. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.